This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Trump rallies are back, and you know that has Democrats scared. Oh, goodness. They did everything they could to stop those rallies. This doggone Wu flu, it was supposed to stop the rallies up until the election time. Nobody was supposed to be out. You were going to be under quarantine. And then they messed up the timeline. Man, somebody had to go and kill that black man, a cop kill that black man at the wrong time. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. Glad you guys are with me. Oh, boy, we love talking to you. I love explaining stuff to you. I like Kevin-splaining. There's a term called mansplaining. I Kevin-splain. Oh, yeah. Make you understand stuff. Make liberals spin their heads, man. Trigger them. I love triggering them. And when you send them my show, it triggers the daylights out of them. I give them every opportunity. Hey, listen, leftists, if you want to call the show, and you have a grievance with me, I promise to treat you with, if you treat me with civility, I will treat you with civility, and I will crush you. I will crush you. Just like this, having this kind of a conversation in this tone, I will crush you down. Yeah. So, but you're welcome to 844-551-8255. We can record it. I had a guy one time, he told me, he says, I can't be on your show today. I said, well, we can record it. Oh, you'll alter the tape. I said, well, you could make one, and I'll have one. We'll both make one. And that way, if I alter it, you'll know. You can say, you altered it, and you can call the show back and say, you altered it. I have it right here, and you can show me where I altered it. I don't need to alter it to whoop your butt. What are you talking about, clown? Jeez, are you in your nose in your big clown shoes right now? That's what I felt like saying to him. Why would I gotta make up something to beat him. Please. I'm an expert at this. I've been doing this a long time. Anyway, Trump, I was like, he should have virtual rallies. They considered it. I said they should have virtual rallies. They're talking about having multiple rallies in multiple cities to the Republican convention. That's not really the case, because Trump can only be one place. Right. And you don't want to lose that energy in that one big area. This is just my opinion. I mean, he could farm out Don Jr. over here and Kimberly Guilfoyle over here and Ivanka over here and Jared over there. They are not Donald Trump. I mean, God love them all. Don Jr., he's a great son. Eric, Lara, great. Everybody great. Even Melania, it is about Donald Trump. There's something, man. There's a magic, that it factor. That's the thing that people talk about all the time. I even hasten to tell you that it has been described of myself by myself. No, it's not just me describing me having the it factor. I had one of my buddies call me up. His name is Mark. Owns a bunch of car dealerships. Great guy. We're like brothers. He really is like a brother to me. Old country boy. He's like, Kevin, I got to tell you, man, I watched you do this interview, and he says, man, you have it. You have it, that it factor. And he went on to tell me, and I listened to him, and I was like, well, thank you, Mark, because coming from this dude, I was like, wow. And I'll admit it. I'm going to admit it, because I watched people interview. Well, I used to be that guy that couldn't get on Fox. I would watch people interview and go, man, I could have done a better job than them. And now I'm no longer on Fox, and the occasions I get to watch it, I go, psst, I would have destroyed that argument. That wasn't even entertaining. It was a waste of my minute and a half to watch somebody else misargue a point. You either have it or you don't. I'm telling you, it comes from a world and a wealth of experience. That's where it comes from. And there are a lot of people that do have it. I mean, I'm certainly not the only one with the it factor, but I gladly embrace it. Trump, massive crowds full of people who are going to show their support for Trump like never before. Talk about shoving it in the Democrats' face, and you know what it is. I'm not talking about the it factor, but it is partially that. Trump is going to be shoving his personage, his visage, his face, his being, his essence into the face of Democrats like Elvis gyrating on stage going, and the Democrats are going to be going, no, man, stop that rock and roll. There should be no rock and roll, man. It's the devil's music. And Trump's going to be, I hang, yeah. Massive rallies of support, not protest. See, that's the first thing. Trump is going to bring back this electric energy into these arenas all around the country, probably in battleground states, and he is going to show, I can bring people together and they will all come together collectively for good, not to loot, not to destroy property, not to set fires, but to set an emotional fire to America that's good, that warms our hearts and warms our spirits. Oh, yeah. Rallies that make America feel good. And boy, does Trump have a lot to report. I'm going to get to that. I may get to that because I know I want to talk about this Wu Flu hoax. We will talk about that this hour. Anyway, speaking of Wu Flu, the rallies also suggest that this Wu Flu plandemic is in the rearview mirror to stay. That's the other thing that it's managed to accomplish is it's saying to Democrats, oh, you want to have massive protests and bring thousands of people together in defiance of this and claim that, oh, well, it's white supremacy. This is because of white supremacy. We get to do this and be unsafe. And Trump's going to say, well, if it's good for the goose, it's good for the gander. So my grandmother would say. Yep, Wu Flu. But Democrats, they're going to report a sudden surge in the virus after Trump starts having his big rallies again. They're going to, especially the deaths. And you can bet, folks, Democrats are looking for people to kill. They're like, well, here's what we would do. Let's take Cuomo's stance and let's start some viruses in the old folks' home. Let's kill a bunch of old people. You know, let's kill a bunch of people with respiratory. If you got any ailment, I'm telling you right now, the Democrats are going to put a fatwa out on you because Donald Trump dare want to bring people together. They're going to make it sound like Donald Trump's rallies are what? Killing people. Yeah, but it's not going to work. Because Trump can look back on and say, wow, so what about these people that marched in Philadelphia? All these people, did any of them, were they tested? The Democrats talk about testing. They had an opportunity to test tens of thousands of people in multiple locations, a couple of them, and hundreds of people in other locations, and they didn't even cry. There was no cry for testing for these rioters and these looters. Hey, listen, while you're carrying that TV, could you come here and let us take your temperature? Could you let us stick this thing up your nose? Let me get back to you. I will be back in a minute. Okay, how about that? Painting, you know, they could have set up all kinds of stuff. They didn't do it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. So glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, I heard Biden talking about systemic racism in the police department today. And I said, a very simple question. He's been there for 43 years. Why didn't he do something about it? I've only been doing this for 3.5 years. He's been there for 43, 44 years. He was there 8 years as vice president. He had plenty of time. I mean, he was taking a lot of vacations, taking it easy, sending his son over to China to pick up $1.5 billion, sending him to Ukraine where he was paid $83,000 a month and $3 million up front or something. I would tell you, why he had plenty of time. Why wouldn't he do this? This is Sleepy Joe. But now he's talking about systemic racism in the police department. Why wouldn't he have done something about it, Sean? He had all the time. So now he says, I'm going to stop. Well, he's there 43 years. He was a senator, in all fairness. That's a very big position. You could do what you want to do. But then he was vice president for 8 years. He hasn't done anything except things that were bad for the black population. Very bad. African-American population was treated very badly by Biden. He didn't know it. And he doesn't know it now, honestly, because I don't think he knows where he is.
President Trump has a way of getting all the points in, right? He got Hunter in there, Biden doing nothing for blacks. And he's 100% right, by the way. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are back. Going to be talking more about this Wu Flu hoax the plandemic later this hour. There's plenty to talk about. I mean, we could fill the show with a lot of stuff. Yeah, we could. I mentioned Trump starting his rallies again. He's got them scurred. Democrats are scurred, as they should be. They better be. Because, boy, let me tell you, this market is going crazy. Everything that that Trump predicted, he said, I'm going to build this stuff back. I'm going to build it better. It's still Trump's economy. Do you think anybody doesn't think this is Trump's economy? Do you think they think this is Obama's economy or Biden could do better? You'd have to be. How brain dead must you be to think that a dude with dementia is going to do better than Trump? It's already back. Did you guys know that the stock is back to the level that it was before the crash? No, that's not true. It is back to the level it was at the beginning of the year. So it hasn't gained anything since the beginning of the year, but it's back to that level. When it gets to 29,000, then it'll be back to where it was. And I've already predicted. I think it'll go easily through 30,000. Easily. Yeah. Adam Carolla tweeted this. Strange times. You can do nothing and be a racist. Or you can burn down a market and not be an arsonist. Yeah, it is strange times. Strange times dominated by leftism. We mentioned Joe Biden earlier. Joe Biden is a panderer. He went to the funeral of George Floyd because he had to be seen with black folks. Joe Biden is not resonating in the black community, so he needs to pander. We got a lot of pander. We got a lot of pander coming up. But let me talk about Joe Biden's pander. He goes to George Floyd's funeral, not understanding that many black folks missed many funerals. Many funerals. Funerals that have made black morticians probably some of the highest paid people on the planet. These people, they know death better than anybody. Yeah. Getting crushed. They got business. They got to turn away. No, you're going to have to take that over to old Johnson's funeral home. I'm too busy. Especially in Chicago. Can you imagine being a mortician on Chicago's south or west side? Holy cow. You are busy, man. You're turning away people. But Joe Biden, he goes to the funeral of George Floyd. They break the quarantine, right? All these black notables decide to go. Nobody complained about it. Flew the body to Houston, Texas, where Sheila Jackson Lee put on, you know. Sheila Jackson Lee. Al Sharpton, I didn't watch it. But I'm just, Biden, he's there, right? He's got to make it. Then he goes and sees the family. And I said, Joe Biden went to convince him to make sure that George voted for him for his run for Senate. Y'all will get that if you don't get it up front. Yeah, George, and I said, and when he left, he reminded him, hey, listen, remind George, if he does not vote for me, he cannot be black. Yeah, posthumous voting by black folks. George Floyd, he will vote for Joe Biden. Mark my words, he will. So all these Democrats are trying to get their pound of flesh out of this thing. So what do? They don kente fabric. All these white Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi and all of them, and then they go and kneel in solidarity. It was funny. Some of them, I didn't watch the whole thing. I only saw a picture. Could Jerry Nadler actually get down on his knee and kneel? I got to admit, the picture I saw had Nancy Pelosi down there kneeling. I thought it was Cirque du Soleil. I thought it was a generic, an old people's version of Cirque du Soleil. Because, I mean, it was some slow bending. You can see, I saw multiple pictures, and everybody wasn't down at the same time. It was like, okay, well, hold on a minute now. Y'all wait on a brother. I'm going to get down. The most abject pandering I've ever seen. This was pander central. I called it Cirque de Pander. I did. Me and Chris were talking about it the other day. I called it Cirque de Pander. Oh, my gosh. What a display. Here's my question for Democrats. I would love to get their opinions. Please contact me, Democrats. I know y'all are scared. I don't blame you. But I'm not going to beat you up. I'm not. Look, if I'm asking for your opinion, I promise you I will not beat you up. at all. So give me a call, 844-551-8255. And I won't beat you up. But here's what I do want to know. Do you think black people believe this? Do you think black people are going, oh, man, I can't believe all those old rich white people wore some kente fabric representing the pan-African color, whatever, because it really wasn't just pan-African colors. And by the way, kente fabric is beautiful. Years ago, a friend of mine who's got artwork in the Smithsonian, his name is Carl Lewis, not the runner. Carl said, he used to talk to me, Kevin, I want to import this kente fabric, man. It's amazing. And he would tell me, this is what, I mean, that was his passion. For all I know, Carl is the one who sold him this. But yeah, so, you know, they wear this kente fabric, and I mean, I was expecting him to break out in some, oh, but, and start doing African dance. It was the, you cannot, where did this idea come from? If you see it, I swear it has all the pageantry of a Vegas show, of an old people Vegas show, something that wouldn't be on the strip, you know? It would be like the Stardust. But they were all out there in unison, bending down. It was like bad Tai Chi, you know? Ooh. Man. And I'm going to tell you, black folks get it. Even at the lowest level, they're like, what? What? Uh-uh. And they didn't even have, like, you know, Beyonce there that could kind of sanction that this is okay. Yeah, they're in trouble. This is not going to go well for them. Yeah, we'll see.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his opening statements during a House Judiciary Committee hearing Wednesday about policing practices and law enforcement accountability, George Floyd's brother describes the anguish his family felt when videos surfaced showing the death of his brother.
When you watch your big brother, who you looked up to your whole entire life, die begging for his mom, I'm tired. I'm tired of pain.
Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says the WHO was not correct in claiming that asymptomatic transmission of the coronavirus is very rare. Fauci, speaking on ABC's Good Morning America, explains,
there's no evidence to indicate that's the case. And in fact, the evidence that we have, given the percentage of people, which is about 25-45% of the totality of infected people, likely are without symptoms.
USA Radio News. Minneapolis Police Chief Medaria Arredondo is withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation Union to help rebuild the department following the death of George Floyd.
I plan to bring in subject matter experience and advisors to conduct a thorough review of how the contract can be restructured to provide greater community transparency and more flexibility for true reform.
The chief also saying they will work towards building a police department that people view as legitimate, trusting, and has their best interest at heart. The Senate with a historic and bipartisan confirmation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Air Force General Charles Brown, officially the first African-American to head a military service branch. The Senate has unanimously confirmed Brown to be Air Force Chief of Staff. He's the second black man to sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff following Colin Powell.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
By now, you know the Wu Flu was a hoax, right? As one of my friends called it, he sent me a text, he called it a plandemic. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. It's exactly what it was. It was a plandemic. A hoax. You're no longer hearing the up-to-date news on how many people got it, how many people are dying from it. Oh, it might eat through periodically and you'll go, oh, it's 139,000 people. Do you believe it? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. I don't believe it. I don't believe anything that comes. These so-called experts. I talked earlier about these 1,200 experts, not today, but I talked about it the other day. 1,200 experts, right? 1,200 experts who now are telling us that white supremacy is a bigger threat than COVID-19. Really? Who knew? Why didn't we shut down all these businesses over white supremacy? I don't know if you are out and about in the real world, but I don't see a whole lot of white supremacy. But now we get official. It is official. 1,200 people. 1,200, I love how they put this, 1,200 public health experts. When you hear the word expert, spat out by a liberal. Do you believe it? 1,200 public health experts are now telling you that white supremacy is a bigger threat than the virus that was going to kill us all. I reflect back on what I said earlier. Do you believe any of this stuff? You do know that this was a hoax, right? A hoax that got displaced by George Floyd's death. And your resolve to never allow the government to get you to self-imprison yourself or to self-enslave should now be part of your DNA. I told you guys when it happened. I went out of my house every single day. I didn't care if someone was open or not. I drove through parking lots. During the curfew, you got to be in by 7 o'clock. I was out. I wasn't out every day. I'm not going to lie, because 7 o'clock's late for me these days because I get up super early. But when it was 7 o'clock many days, I was like, I'm going. I ordered food one time in the restaurant. I was the last order in a restaurant. Why? I did it intentionally. I said, how long is it going to take y'all to make that? They go, well, it's close. It's cutting it close, but you're going to be our last order. I picked up my order at 7:05 in violation of the curfew. And I did it intentionally. Now, you'll say, Kevin, come on, man. You're such a hellraiser. Yeah, I did. In a way, I am. It was my little way of getting back. And I stayed out. One time I was in the grocery store. They had made an announcement. You must bring your purchases up to the counter. I kept shopping. Come arrest me. I got out of there about 7:10. It was 10 after. They were locking up, putting stuff away. Curfew. Over what? Gonna keep a brother down? Gonna keep a brother on the plane? Or arrest me? Boy, I would have been. Would have been race card central. Yeah, boy, what a crazy world of leftism. The rules don't apply to them. I know you see their double standards, right? You don't need me. You don't need Kevin Jackson or this show to tell you the double standard of leftism that laughs in your face. Ha 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 ha. Lockdown. You know what? The mayor of Chicago, she's out getting her hair cut. The mayor, the governor of Illinois, of Michigan, Whitmer. She's out getting her stuff done. Her husband's working, trying to get the boat off the dock and all kinds of stuff because they're going to violate all the stuff that they don't want you doing, but they're going to do it. Yep. Sheila Jackson Lee brought enough Negroes together in Houston to make a Tyler Perry new movie, and she didn't even wear a mask. I have the video from it. She didn't practice a single lick of social distancing. All these black folks gathered together. Why? George Floyd was killed. The dinner bell rang of racism, the profiteering, the race pimping. Unarmed black man shot by a white cop. Boy, that is nirvana for members of the Congressional Black Circus. Y'all see why y'all put us in office? Because we get to take care of this kind of nonsense. This is what Maxine Waters. They killed an unarmed black man. And you know that this is the time Donald Trump, and Donald Trump killed him. And he was dead because of Donald Trump. And I've given you the statistics of Chicago. Chicago, on Memorial Day weekend, killed 16 people got killed. The weekend after that, 24 people were killed. 61 of them shot. Lives changed forever. And they talk about George Floyd. He was killed by a white cop. Woo-hoo! Man, look at all this racism. Look at all this stuff going on there, man. But you, George Floyd, man, George Floyd. All them silly Negroes that are complaining about George Floyd, not a single one of them can tell you. Sheila Jackson Lee couldn't tell you the person, a black person killed in Houston, Texas by another black person. If you put a gun to her head, she couldn't answer. Don't know, don't care. Oh, but Black Lives Matter. Yeah, baby. Those Black Lives Matter. You know they do. So we got all these people. I mean, massive protests, supposedly. Massive Philadelphia. All the politicians getting their black folks to come out, making it to where you must do it. You know, virtue signaling, just putting all kinds of money into these so-called protests. Come in, you got to help, man. This is what's going on. You got to help, man. Come on now. Y'all give it. All of them. Yeah. No social distancing. Gone. The governor of Michigan told us, Google how to get a haircut so you can do it yourself. But then she finally capitulated. Yep. She finally lifted the stay-at-home order. But she gave guidelines. See, this is what I love. I love that they give you guidelines. Here's what she says. While Michiganders are no longer required to stay home, we must continue to be smart and practice social distancing and encourage those who meet the criteria to get tested for COVID-19. Do you think they set up testing centers for COVID-19 in any of these protests and loot centers and rioting areas? Do you think be sure to get tested, get your mask before you start your looting and your rioting and your chaos? They didn't do any of that. But she's issued guidelines for the sheeple, for the people willing to follow the rules. Yeah, under the new guidelines, she says stores will be able to have customers without appointments, and restaurants will be able to have customers dine in. But social distancing requirements remain in place, which require limited capacity. So don't fully open and give Trump his stellar economy because, you know, we got to make sure we maintain social distancing. If I were a restaurant, I would violate it, and then I would just have a picture up of all these freaking rallies, and I'd say, explain to me why they didn't have to do it. Explain to me why the rules didn't apply to them. and then I'll practice what you want me to do. Be glad I don't own a restaurant, because I would violate every single rule. I was at a baseball game with my son, Melissa and I. Here's what they got. They come out. Again, second time. Listen, people, we are glad you're all here, but we do not want to be in violation. And this is in Arizona. We do not want to be in violation of the new orders regarding social distancing, blah, blah, blah. And you know what we did? Nobody moved. We didn't give a crap. And the venue shouldn't give a crap. I know he had to give the announcement because it's part of the thing. It's a, you know, in other words, he's saying there's nothing we can technically do to you, but we've made the announcement. And you know what we did? Nothing. Everybody right next to each other, talking and shaking hands and doing living normal. And you know what? I am so refreshed to see that. People are going, screw this. I talk about it openly. Anywhere, anytime somebody brings it up, I'm not social distancing. Come here. Come in for a shug, baby. Boom. I give them hugs. I don't fist bump. I shake their hands. I give them the shug, you know, shoulder hug. It's crazy out there. White supremacy is more lethal than COVID now. What happens when we get rid of white supremacy? What's going to be more lethal than that? Whitmer went on. She says 93% of the state's going to be in phase four of the reopening and hopes to move to phase five by the 4th of July. She says stores and restaurants will be able to open up to customers. Day camps, pools will be open, outdoor public gatherings, blah, blah, blah. What they've exposed, folks, is the criminality involved with this whole COVID hoax, this plandemic of Wu Flu. It's a ruse. I told you that from the beginning. To be ashamed of themselves for what they've done, trying to ruin an economy. And it backfired. I've talked about it. Go listen to the podcast if you want, because we keep all of our shows, so you can go to thekevinjacksonshow.com and you can find, you know, what we're talking about. We do a pretty good job of putting the titles and stuff on there. But you could, I've talked about all of this. This is all a ruse. Every one of these institutional things that are racist and all this, it's all a ruse. A leftist ruse. No longer do these people care about the truth. They don't care about your livelihoods. They don't even care about your life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pin.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The highest level, the Democrats are scoundrels. They're scandalous at the highest levels, at the levels where you are supposed to respect them and believe that the rule of law is in play. Two attorneys were busted for throwing a Molotov cocktail through a police car window during protests in Brooklyn. They were also trying to pass out the same types of devices to demonstrators in the crowd. Yeah. Colin Ford Mathis, age 32, and his alleged accomplice, 31-year-old Yeruj Rahman, were driving around in a minivan near a clash between police and the demonstrators at the 88th Precinct in Fort Greene. A bystander snapped a photo of the pair in the car while they were allegedly trying to pass out the homemade explosive devices. Rachman attempted to distribute Molotov cocktails to the witness and to others so that the individuals could likewise use the incendiary devices in furtherance of more destruction and violence, the witness told authorities. The two were busted by the cops after Mattis, who was in the driver's seat, pulled the van over near the precinct, and Rachman allegedly got out and tossed the lit Molotov cocktail into a cop car. These are the people that we entrust with jurisprudence. These are attorneys. Wow. I thought justice was supposed to be blind. You know, the legal system was, you know, supposed to take a balanced approach. Do you believe that's happening right now? This is all over George Floyd, who's taken all the stuff of Wu Flu out of the cycle. He's taken Joe Biden out of the cycle. He's taken John Durham's pending report out of the news cycle. He's taken Donald Trump's stellar economic recovery that is blowing the minds of leftists out of the news cycle. Temporarily. Things are starting to calm. And you are starting to get it. And not just you, people like you are starting to get it. These left-leaners, there's barely left-leaners, and these moderates that go back and forth, they're starting to get it. We won't have a safe society if we continue to let Democrats lead. But I want to move on because I want to talk about some of the things that have come up with this whole Wu Flu thing, because we had a study that got retracted. The esteemed Lancet Medical Journal retracted a major study last week about hydroxychloroquine. Did you guys hear about this? The side effects of hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, they've been forced to retract their study claiming that the hydroxychloroquine treatment had fatal side effects after several reports pointed out the faulty data. The data was used from a small Illinois firm called Surgisphere. And a guy that owned that firm is a guy by the name of Dr. Sapin Desai. And Desai had a sci-fi writer and a lewd model on staff for his company as the study was produced. And shockingly, it somehow produced inaccurate results. The study was ultimately retracted after Dr. Mandeep Mehra, a Harvard Medical School professor who initially signed on to the study, tried to double-check and verify the authenticity of the findings, and Desai would not allow for the data to be reanalyzed, which eventually led to the retraction of the lie. We launched an independent third-party peer review, a Surgisphere, with the consent of Sapin Desai to evaluate the origination of the database elements, to confirm the completeness of the database, and to replicate the analysis represented in the paper. Their statement said, according to the New York Times, and it didn't fly. So it's been debunked. They were talking about all these fatal side effects. If you take this drug, and of course the media ran with it. President Trump is saying if you take hydroxychloroquine, you could die. Your little boys will shrink up to the size of mustard seeds, and your pecker will fall off, and you'll go blind, and all kinds of stuff. And of course there were many completely antithetical publications going, that's just not the case. We've been using this for decades. But no, the media had to set the idea. President Trump wants people to die. People are drinking Clorox because this man said it. We published a video that said Trump lies. And of course, it shows everything that Trump actually said versus what the media said. And we point to you who the real liars are. Do I need to tell you who they are? I'm just curious. I'm asking for a friend. Oh boy. Oh boy. The Wu Flu hoax continues, folks. So that was a retraction. But then we get a second retraction. The New England Journal of Medicine did the same with another big study related to Wu Flu and blood pressure drugs. Both retractions have a common denominator. They relied on data supplied by U.S. analytics company Surgisphere. Coming under, they said, increasing scrutiny over the credibility of its international database. Folks, let me explain something to you. The experts The people that these folks want you to believe are the end-all, be-all when it comes to letting you know what to do. Should you drink more coffee? Less coffee. More wine? Less wine. Eat more cheese? Less cheese. Whatever. They are no more expert than a monkey. They're not experts. 1,200 healthcare experts, right, said that the Chinese Wuhan virus is less potent than white supremacy. I don't know who these 1,200 people are, but I say take away their credentials. Strip them of their credentials if they want you to believe that white supremacy in America is a danger. Because I'm going to tell you something. As a black man in this country, nobody is supreme to me. As an American, nobody outranks me. Nobody is supreme to me. Not even that man that works for me, known as the President of the United States. He is not supreme to me. I've had the occasion to meet Donald Trump before he was president. I haven't met him as president. We're scheduled to. And I will tell you this. I will respect his office, but he's no better than I am. I'm coming to him to bring solutions to problems. And you know what? It's his job to listen. Does he have to act? No. But he definitely needs to listen. Nobody's better than me. Anyway, going back to this stuff. The Lancet study had cast doubts on the effectiveness of the anti-malarial drugs, hydroxychloroquine, I'll get it out, as the treatment for the coronavirus. Now they say the retraction renews hopes that the drugs, highly touted by President Trump, can safely work after all. And the World Health Organization has already said it would resume trials. You know that World Health Organization that President Trump said, we don't need you. Think about what this man has done. He's called on the world to look at these world organizations and say, they're liars. These guys were in bed with the Chinese and they wouldn't even tell us the truth about this. They spread lies upon lies about, how dangerous it is, how much people can get them, how many people are going to die if they get it. It was all a lie. It's all a ruse. Why would we listen to them? Why would we give money to this? Nobody wanted to check it. It's a political hot button. Just like right now, it's a political hot button. All lives matter. Oh, don't say that, Kevin. Oh, my gosh. Or Drew Brees. I will not take a knee. I will not stand for anybody that takes a knee against the flag. Oh, now I got to apologize. Let me tell you something right now. All lives matter. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. I will never take it back. It will never be less than Black Lives Matter, which is a ruse. That's a racist statement. And the minute people ask me all the time, how do you fight back? When somebody tells you Black Lives Matter, say, don't talk to me, racist. Don't talk to me about your racist nonsense. All lives matter. That's what I would say. That's what I say 1,000% of the time. I don't equivocate. Well, I understand what you mean. I don't understand, Jack. All lives matter. Your life is no better. Just because you have color in your skin, melanin, does not make you better than somebody else. And there's a whole other things that I will talk to you. I will never take back. I will never take back when I know what a lying skanky is. I will never take it back. All lives matter, and I know there are lying skanks. And I know the Kavanaugh accusers were them. And there are many others. These leftists want you to take stuff back. You do not kneel for a lie. You do not kneel because you believe that police are indiscriminately targeting black men. That is a lie, and I will not kneel for that. I will not support that in any way. And these are words coming out of my mouth. You never have to worry about me taking them back. These people know the lies, these leftists, and they still perpetuate them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.